Serial killer Ted Bundy, Sergeant Robert Bales of the Kandahar massacre, Benjamin Ng of Seattle's Waumee Gambling Club massacre. All these criminals were defended by the same man, Seattle attorney John Henry Brown. In his new book, The Devil's Defender, Brown writes about his struggles standing up for the worst of the worst, especially Ted Bundy.
One time when he told me that I was his attorney for so long is because we were so much alike, that almost got me to quit the profession, actually.
What did he mean by that, that you're
alike? Well, he later explained he meant that if he hadn't gone down what he called the dark side, he would have liked to have been a defense lawyer and lived the life he thought I was living at the time.
But you struggled with the idea that he meant more, that there was more to it when this man said, I'm like you.
What bothered me the most was that anybody would think that. That bothered me the most. Then I'll never forget, I recounted in the book that I was staying in a cheap hotel in Tallahassee, Florida, as I recall, and went back and smoked about 5 cigarettes at the same time and then looked in the cracked mirror and said, what are you doing here? Why are you representing this person? Why are you doing this for a job even? This is too hard a job. I don't want to do this job. So that dialogue went on for me with 40 years, more or less. So.
Where'd you come down on it? How do you feel about yourself?
I have mixed emotions about it. I mean, I was interviewed once by the New York Times, believe it or not, and they said, why do you do what you do? And I said, and I'm not supposed to swear, but I'll use bleeps, but I said, because it's my bleeping path. And the reporter was very stunned by that. And he said, because, TV shows and everything, defense lawyers are all these romantic characters and living this certain lifestyle and everything. And it's not. It's really, I go to law school to tell people not to do this job unless it's their path. So to answer your question, I give some credit to my father, who just passed away last year at 96, that when I started getting well known at doing these things, he was a progressive man. And he said, if we're going to have a free society, somebody has to do your job and has to do your job really well. And then he paused and said, I'm just sorry it's you. And I think I agree with him more now than I did then, let's put it that way.
Did you empathize with Ted Bundy?
Not in the least.
Because you do write about how you feel connected to everything and everyone.
That's true. Well, and to that extent, I mean, that's a good question, Bill. To the extent that he's a human being and he deserves respect and he deserves an opportunity to tell his story or for somebody to listen to him and try to have empathy for him, yeah, I tried to do all those things. And I think we all should treat each other that way. We'd all be a lot better off if that was the case. But with Ted, it was very difficult. The empathy part from my part was very difficult, particularly when he turned down the plea bargain. Because, Millard Farmer, the famous lawyer who's just one of my heroes, and I worked for days and days to get him a plea bargain. Nobody could ever thought you'd get Ted Bundy a plea bargain to save his life. And we did. And then as we're walking into court, there's that famous scene in my book, because it was very dramatic. And Millard, who's real tall and skinny, is in front, and Ted's behind Millard, and then I'm behind Ted, and Ted turns around and says, I'm not going to do it. At that point, that's when I actually stopped helping him legally.
You seem to care about, obviously, about what you think of yourself, but you seem to care about what we think of you. I mean, you say at one point, is there something wrong with me that somehow makes it possible for me to defend evil?
Right.
I'm not judging you whether that's true or whether that makes you a bad person, but you seem to care about whether your motives are good enough.
First of all, I really don't care much about what other people think of me, fortunately, because a lot of people don't like me. I'm a very controversial person. There's a lot of people don't like what I do for a living, don't understand what I do. There are people that think I only take cases for sensational reasons or for my ego or to become more public, and the reality is I don't. Matter of fact, I enjoy my privacy now more than ever. But it kind of comes with the territory. Getting to your real question, I think, is, do I question myself? Have I questioned myself over a 40-year period about whether my being able to do this kind of work somehow makes me dirty, I guess would be the best word. It's like the analogy I use, you know, looking at the world through a dirty window, you know, just then everything become that way. And so, and I think most defense lawyers wouldn't say that, wouldn't say I have real questions about this job.
Most public defenders are not so conflicted about it?
I think most defense lawyers I know who are good are probably not as conflicted about it as I am.
What's different about you?
I don't know, probably because I lost the love of my life to a murderer. That's one reason. The other reason is because I think we're all fallen angels in one way or another. I really do.
All of us.
All of us, everybody. And so, I'm able to see the good in people easily. And sometimes I do that more than I should, I think. And I was criticized by my father for that also. So I think I'd look for the decent side of people, despite what they've done. I really don't defend the crime. I defend the person. And there really is a big difference. Most of my clients are actually really great people. And I've been making the point in the interviews I've been doing recently is the government's own statistics show that about 5% of the people that are in prison are most likely innocent. Now, that translates to 900 people in Washington State. And I think that's something that people need to hear over and over and over again, particularly with a mass incarceration issue, which is now finally being talked about. Most of my clients are people who you would enjoy having dinner with, really, seriously. But there's certainly a category of people who have done some really horrible things, but they deserve the best defense also.
Well, with the time we have left, let me ask, John Henry Brown, how do you want to be remembered?
I've actually thought about that and said, I'm not sure how much I can control that. I would love my gravestone to say on it, not just another good old boy.
Really? Why that phrase?
Because it's just too much political correctness, good old boyness that's running this country. And if political correctness is an illness, which I think it is, then Seattle's the hospice. Because you know, political correctness is, we now live in the age of mediocrity. You and people in your profession and on public television and radio are exceptions to that rule, thank God. But, you know, the good old boys have tried to get rid of you many times. And if we don't watch out, they will.
So not just another go-along-to-get-along complacent person, of which there are many in Seattle?
I think so, yeah.
How do we join you in the not-just-a-good-old-boy club?
Pay attention. I decided last night after watching the latest police shooting, there were two on last night, that next time there's a protest in Seattle, I'm going to be in the front line with my two sons. It's time to take action again, because it's really getting scary out there. Now, I empathize with police officers. I've represented many police officers, and they have the hardest job there probably is. That doesn't mean they can't do it better. And the fact that the disproportionality of minorities incarcerated is something that we just have to pay attention to. I mean, two generations of black men are in prison now that probably could have been treated a lot cheaper and successfully, and then their children would have fathers. So, you know, it's basically just caring and not being politically correct.
John Henry Brown, thanks for this conversation.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much.
Seattle defense attorney John Henry Brown has represented notorious murderers, criminals, Ted Bundy, Benjamin Ng, Robert Bales. One of his famous clients didn't physically hurt anyone. Colton Harris Moore went on his barefoot bandit crime spree in the San Juan, Skagit County, across the country. Well, thanks in part to his defense attorney, Moore just got out on work release, and he's working at John Henry Brown's law firm.